And we are live with Mike Bastien, Mark the Badger, Borching, and our special guest, Adrian Esposito, whom without him, none of this would be happening tonight. Welcome, everybody. Say hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Sounds like we got a clear connection tonight. And how you guys like that throbbing intro music? Oh, that's pretty good, huh?
I like it.
It is kind of cool, if I do say so myself. I put some thought into that. So, well, I'll tell you, tonight's got to be historic. You know, we've been talking about the White Roots of Peace Council now for 10 years. And, yeah, I must admit, I've been kind of faking it. But no more. Well, you know, Mad Bear, I say faking it, being facetious. You know, Mad Bear has appeared to a lot of people in dreams. So I knew I had his by your leave, but we've got somebody on tonight that was a personal friend of Mad Bear, was pretty close to him. We talked to some of the people that knew Mad Bear, but Mike's going to fill in a lot of blanks tonight. He's got some messages of his own, and so then we'll introduce Mike. We'll say hi to Adrian. Then we'll have Mark the Badger. Borching, he's going to work up you guys' Mayan birthday readings so you know the best time to go out and do your next vision quest. So anyway, Mike, I didn't do my homework. What's how do you say greetings in your language?
Well, I didn't get caught up on the Algonquin side of me. Because all my influence, I grew up in Iroquois country.
Oh, that's what you were telling me. Okay, so we'll go so, with Iroquois.
So they say Sego. That's their
Sego,
greetings.
That's
right. Yeah,
that's right. Well, Sego to you, OCO, and everybody out there. So, Adrian, say hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. And I, Mark, you can hear us, right?
Yeah, but I may have I may need to transfer to another line here.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever you need to do.
I posted a message to you. I guess you didn't see it.
Oh, you know what to do. Well, you know how to call in, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably do that, drop off, and come back in because I need to free up this line.
We'll talk with Mike for a few minutes before we do the reading. So Mike,
okay.
Fill the folks in. I try not to interrupt a lot, even though I do, and... But tell everybody how how we met through Adrian, and then let their spirit speak.
All right. Well, Adrian and I got our paths crossed about 3 years ago. I co-authored a book called Iroquois Supernatural.
Yeah.
And that came out at the around August of 2011. And since then, the doors have been opening like crazy. And Adrian and his mom pursued making contact. They're in the next big city over. They're in Rochester, New York, and I'm just outside of Buffalo. And we started having conversation about the book, and then things led into other areas, which I have a daughter with Down syndrome, which is another area of which it ties right into the higher teachings. But Mad Bear was, he was a key part of my life when I was about 22 or 23. I had just come out of that late teenage, early 20s, just not having much direction in life other than partying 24/7, and I started getting this question that would pop up internally. It would say, is this all there is to life? And it made me look at what I was doing and how it just didn't resonate. It just was not how life seemingly should be lived. So I got involved with a church, and my dad wasn't real happy with the church I was with. So he introduced me to the book Rolling Thunder, in which Mad Bear was a good part of the book is dealing with Mad Bear. So when I read the book and found out that he was basically about an hour drive away, I started making visitations and started hearing things that were incredibly interesting, and yet you can't learn about it in books or in school.
No.
And I was wondering why this information was not being shared openly. I mean, it was in that Rolling Thunder publication, but there's so much more than what goes on even in that book. So as I started to, and my dad actually introduced me to Mad Bear because he thought he was getting me out of this church that he didn't care for, and he did a good job. He got me out of the church, but then he wasn't real happy with me pursuing the level of involvement with Mad Bear because it was the traditional teachings which my dad was not a part of, and I had no exposure to it, so it was all new territory, which it was new, and yet at the same time it was like very familiar with something that resonated. So through that acquaintance, then I started to realize that Mad Bear was this great influence. And a lot of people ask, they go, was he your teacher? And I said, you know what? I said, basically I was Mad Bear's poop boy. I said I would do the dishes and split the wood and bring the wood in and take care of the chores and tasks around the house. But that's the best way to learn, because you see it's not directed or scripted or scheduled in a manner that says, okay, sit down, everybody. We're gonna have some great teachings here. So as you have life unfold around you, you start seeing how the application of the culture, how it applies to the life. You see that there are real elements that this life has to offer, and yet we don't seem to be getting an opportunity to see those connections. And that's what was so intriguing, is that Mad Bear would just demonstrate and model these elements. And a lot of times you would really be taken by some event and think, wow, this was really something. And then over time, it was almost, you would say, yeah. And people would say, did you see that? And you'd go, yeah, that happens all the time. And you'd start to see that by behaving in a certain manner, by living a certain way, style, a lifestyle, by actually living it, you're inviting these elements to come in closer.
Yep.
And then it unfolds before you. And then you may not even make the connections. Like, I'm going back still 30-some years, and I'm going, wow, that's what was going on there. But when I first experienced it, I had no clue, no idea that the depth and the magnitude that what these things were going to have significance in this life and how it would play a role
in the times
that we're in today.
It's like Thunderheart, you know, when our FBI hero is sitting out in that junk car and he's overwatching Ted Thin Elk's house, and he sees the old man come out, you know, with a bucket of water, and he fills it up and he picks it up and walks 10 feet. He's grunting and groaning. And, by the way, somebody's got a real lot of, let's see, a lot of, hang on a second, a lot of noise on the microphone, hang on. I'm trying to figure out who. Okay. Hey, Mark, are you on a speaker?
Huh?
Let's see, Mike, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whoever's at 716 area code, there's a lot of bad. It seems to be gone now. There was something. Anyway, so he goes down to help the old man carry the water, you know, and the old man hands him you know, something to eat, you know, and he takes a bite and he's going to throw it away, and the old man says, no, put it down on the paper plate. knowing that he that the guy was going to be making an offering, you know. and once he put that food down on the plate, the old man knew he had him right where he wanted him. So, but the guy didn't know. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so these are the types of things that as you go through it at that present time, you're interested, you're intrigued, you're watching as much as you can watch, you're trying to connect dots at the time. I mean, at that particular time, I had little or no reference points in which to use to say, this is what is going on and this is what I should be paying attention to. So you take in as much as you possibly can.
Yep.
And then decades later, things will resurface. And as they resurface, you start to make these connections, and you go, oh, man, now I know what that whole experience was about. And it might be just one event or a ceremony that you were invited into, not knowing what the real consequences or what the real teachings that may have been connected to that. So, you know, in fact, one of the greatest teachings, I think, is that when I was going through high school, there was a history teacher, which was just, he was the worst history teacher on the planet. But fortunately, because of him, it wasn't the subject matter, or it was the subject matter. It wasn't him that became the focal point, and it was ancient world history. And I really paid attention. I liked that material. For some reason, I still can't explain why. But as I started to see this, and it didn't make sense at the time, Mad Bear would ask, he asked this question. He said, how did Indians get their name? And most people respond by what they learned in the history books, and they'll say, well, Columbus was headed looking for a shortcut to India to do trade. So everybody buys that. And then as you tell Mad Bear those things, he says, well, then, he says, explain this to me. He said, in 1492, he says, there was no country on planet Earth called India. So how could he have been going to India? As soon as he said that, I said, you're right. I said, it was called Hindustan. And he said, how do you know? And I said, well, that year I had the worst history teacher on the planet. And I said, the first week of school, I said, I knew the material. We did a quiz. I corrected the quiz in front of me. I knew I aced the material, the questions. And I started watching a soccer game outside. And the teacher asked me, he says, Mike, what's the answer to the next question? I go, I'm not sure. Which number was it? And he says, you weren't paying attention. I said, no. And as I tried to explain that I knew all the material, he had a pointer, and he would whack my hand every time I tried to explain or give my reasoning. And that's why then I just internalized, and I said, you know what, screw you, mister. I'm going to ace this course, not because you're a good teacher. It's because I like the material. And that's what I counted to when Mad Bear asked that question, that there was no country on planet Earth called India. And I said, yeah, it was Hindustan. So then people would, Mad Bear ask again, he said, then how